Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece of content about a coding vlog focused on book development and AI coding tools. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. What's the main focus?
Well, the vlogger is working on their book project, trying to vlog more regularly and simplifying their process. They are improvising as they go, aiming for shorter, more detailed vlogs.
So shorter vlogs, but more frequent and packed with insights. I like that. What's this about a system monitoring feature?
They previously created a large system monitoring feature for one menu, but felt the single video about it didn't cover all the interesting details. This new approach allows for deeper dives.
Makes sense. It's like choosing between a broad overview and a deep dive, right? So what are they working on in this vlog?
They're implementing a user-requested feature, checkboxes next to each page to mark them as completed. A nice little touch for that sense of accomplishment.
I love that idea. Gamifying reading, almost. Anything about the technical side?
Absolutely. They're using a simple approach. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, no frameworks. They even show how they styled the checkbox with pseudo elements and a bit of clever positioning. Refreshingly straightforward.
Sometimes simple is best. Any tech drama?
Oh, there's some spice. They're ditching AI coding tools like Cursor. They found the suggestions unhelpful, even detrimental to productivity and coding enjoyment. Not because they forgot how to code, mind you, but because the AI kept offering incorrect or unwanted implementations. They call it AI slop, and I kind of get it.
Ouch, AI slop. That's a harsh but kind of funny term. It's true, sometimes AI tools can be more trouble than they're worth if they constantly need correcting. So how does this no-framework simplicity play out in practice?
They contrast it with using a framework like React, imagining the complexities of a Redux store. Instead, they're directly manipulating the DOM and find it refreshing, even recreational. It's a different way of thinking.
Interesting. Getting back to the roots of web development. What's next for the book project?
The next step is persisting the completed status in a database. They plan to cover the back-end architecture and hosting in the next vlog. Sounds like a good follow-up.
Definitely. This is a good reminder that sometimes a simpler approach can be more effective and even more fun. Any closing thoughts?
Yes. They also plugged their book, understandably, and mentioned some real-life drama with their bike being damaged. A little unexpected, but it adds a human touch. Thanks for joining us for this coding adventure. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.